Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
Future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets, of writers from around the world. A family for 8 years. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the October 16th, 2020 edition. It's been a heck of a year. It's been a heck of a month. It's been a heck of a week. Yet here we are, and we're so happy to be here with you this evening. My name is Michael Amadei. I'm one of your hosts. Sitting across the table from me is, of course, my co-host and my producer and just great friend, Mr. JT. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. We're happy to be back after a couple of years.
Weeks.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, yeah. Years.
Is it really?
I'm just starting to
long?
Refer to weeks as years now.
That's pretty much. You know, yeah.
About 6 years ago when we. Oh my gosh. So it's been a pretty intense couple weeks.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the good stuff.
Okay.
Your anniversary.
Yes.
So did you have a good time with Christine?
We did. We took 4 days off.
Oh, nice. I didn't know about that. Cool.
So wrapped around the weekend. And then on our anniversary on Saturday, we went over to the Melting Pot for dinner. We sat at a booth we have sat at a few times. Got to see the sunset. So, I mean, she bought me roses.
What?
We had rose petals on the table when I got there.
JT.
I know. She spoiled that.
She bought you roses?
She bought me roses.
I mean, she's serious, man.
I know. I might want to, you know. Yeah.
You might have a future MRS degree in your future.
Right. I've got a, you know, we're on a 5 to 10 year plan.
Okay.
So every 5, 10 years, we kind of reevaluate. I'm just kidding.
I know some people like that. Actually, it's not that far off.
No, it's not. But no, we're. It was good. We had a nice relaxing weekend. So
really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Really happy to hear that. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
And I'm sure all of us join in saying that.
Yeah.
So last Friday, and I've already told JT this, of course, but last Friday, Draven Gray, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. You can hear his voice as we get close to the return engagement. His son turned 14 years old,
yeah.
And so they were trying to figure out something to do for his birthday, and he has a learning pod, kids from his neighborhood that they all kind of go from one family's house to another and learn, but it's a very close together group, and they're all really careful going out. And they decided to try to rent a movie theater, which sounds very bougie. Like, let's be honest. That's like super, that's bougie stuff, right? Except because it's this year, and movie theaters are hurting, it's $150 to rent a whole movie theater. Which is insane. So I went with my friend Draven, his wife, a couple other parents, like one or two others, and 5 kids. Whole theater to ourselves. And I got to see the movie Tenet. I will not spoil it, but I found it pretty amazing. George, sorry about not sending you roses. Our rose list has gotten quite long, and we're working our way through it. Expect it to be about as accurate as, say, unemployment. If you have a customer service issue, you got to talk to them about. Apparently, the next time they'll call is right around Christmas. If you're sending, put a number in now. So we're kind of trying to work through a backlog, and we are. Well, JT's been working for the government, so he's been learning a few things about efficiency and also doing things exactly the way they've been done for a long time.
Yes, yes.
So, in fact, he's actually been thinking about starting his own clothing line. We've always done it that way, and I think that would be a wonderful thing for you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we apologize about the roses. They're coming in 2023. All right. So, it has been it's been an interesting week. We're going to have a good show tonight. We're going to have some Studio X. I'm hoping to get a song worked out here in time for you, George. If not, please forgive me. I will come back and do it again. And hey, have you ever had chopped liver? JT, have you eaten chopped liver?
I've actually had just liver.
What do you think?
It's not bad. It's got to be cooked just right, though, because otherwise it tastes bad. It just doesn't taste well.
Okay, fair enough. Caroline, first of all, I see you in the chat room. Welcome. Happy you are joining us. The way you get in the lineup is we'll prompt you to call, and we'll take five callers in that first segment. And then if for some reason you get in, great. You'll just be in the order in which your call is received. We'll give you the number and everything at the time. Or if not, there'll be a second segment and at least a third segment called the Return Engagement. So you'll have multiple opportunities to call in and read. Okay. At any rate.
What else do we have? We have Studio X.
We've got Studio X. We've got three more clues for our October 2020 Poet of the Month. And we've got a really big announcement.
We do.
And it's not a joke. We actually do have a really big announcement. What do you think, JT? Top of the first segment, or should we do it this segment?
Oh, it's hard to...
I just want to make sure people are rolling in to be able to hear it. I think that's the only thing I'm thinking about.
Maybe the top when we come back?
Let's do it at the top. Okay. That sounds good. So, before we get into taking the calls or anything, let's lay down just some basic ground rules for the show. There's six of them. They're pretty straightforward. Number one, no hate speech on the show. We've never done that. We never will do that. Since 2012... I don't think we've ever had to enforce that rule, have we?
No.
Yeah,
that's we're pretty solid on.
Yeah, absolutely. Rule number two, please skew, if you can, PG-13 or less. We have families, we have younger people that listen to the show. We want to make this a friendly place for them to be. Rule number three, when we come on the line, please be prepared with your poem. We understand sometimes screens turn off, whatever. Just do the best you can. And, you know, just make sure we're ready. It's a respect thing for everybody listening. It just helps the show flow better. Rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. Once again, that's just a flow thing and a respect thing. It's pretty easy to figure that out. Rule number five, just like any awesome Facebook group you're in, just like any awesome blog you're in, don't go all in on the self-promotion. Just be cool. Like this is the Fonzie rule, right? Just be cool. So what we're asking is, if you have something you're doing that is really cool, mention it quickly. Be like, hey, you know, I'll put a link in the comments, or I'll do it in the World Poetry Open Mic friends and family Facebook group or whatever, or contact people individually. That's fine. But don't just go off on a 5-minute promotional tangent. It doesn't work. We've noticed those things don't drive any traffic. We're just spending time. And of course, the last rule, we love your comments. We love your suggestions. We want to be able to take them seriously. However, JT and I are doing a lot of things during the show, and it's really hard for us sometimes to remember them, to take them and write them down. So if you could, send them to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or put it in the contact form on worldpoetryopenmic.net, and we'll actually discuss it during our Wednesday meetings. All right, so those are the basic rules. We need five unique callers. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome
to World Poetry Open Mic. All right, everybody, we are here. We're back at the beginning of the first segment. We've got some great poets lined up here. So we got to talk about something.
Yes.
And we waited till the beginning of this because sometimes people join a little bit late. We just wanted to make sure people could hear because it's kind of an important deal. So JT and I have kind of been working on developing the magazine here, working on developing these things that we're doing. And I don't know about you, JT. I mean, you and I have talked about this, just mm-hmm. feeling so stretched thin.
Yes.
And really having so much that we're trying to do, especially even for World Poetry, to as far as like the magazine and all that stuff, that it's just, it's stretching us so thin. Mm-hmm. It's a bit rough. And we had a conversation a while ago that we've been kind of letting sit in that was really tough to have, I think. And we have decided, and this is really rough, we've decided that we are going to, at the end of the year, so the last Friday night of this year that's not Christmas, suspend weekly World Poetry Open Mic shows. This is after 8 years. It's not that we're splitting up, that we're ending World Poetry. And so hear me out before it gets too crazy. It's just becoming so much that we can't move forward in the direction we feel that World Poetry Open Mic needs to move forward. We've thought this out. We've thought a lot about it, including what to say tonight. And it's just, there's just no way to say it. Just no way to say it. But we feel deep down, I don't know about you, JT, I feel deep down this is the right thing.
Yeah, and it's definitely hard to take, hard to even let out.
Yeah, it's real. It is hard. I mean, it's very difficult to even say it, right?
Yeah.
So here's what that would look like as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
One, we are still going to be going fully into the World Poetry magazine,
yes.
which means it's a quarterly release, which means we would do a quarterly show for it as it was released. And it's not just relegated to the people in the magazine. Anybody could call. We will do shows up till December 18th straight through. So every Friday night from now till December 18th,
yep.
we will do a show, barring some sort of accident or something weird, right?
Yeah.
And we would encourage, you know, we're going to try to encourage and have people call in everybody who's been a part of the show. If you know them, we're going to try to reach out to. We want them to be here. We want them to be involved, including some voices from the past we hope we can bring in. And we are really dedicated to like bringing back the idea of what Poesic Festival was, which is a music and poetry festival, probably under a different name. So this is really what we're looking at doing. Now, as far as the anthology goes, because
yes.
the anthology would always go to support the show. Well, if we're not going to be doing the weekly show, then what's going on here? So we want to leave it up to you guys. We definitely still want to publish. We think it would be a shame not to publish an anthology this year, especially given this news.
Right.
What we were thinking is we'll put out the anthology and we could donate the money to a charity. But we'll leave that up to the poets, what you would like to do. We'll put it together. No big deal. We'll put it out and the money can go to a charity that we all agree on. We choose. This is a really difficult conversation. And JT, do you have anything to say? Man, I mean, it's I feel like I'm just blabbing right now.
No. do I have anything to say?
This is hard. This is a hard conversation.
Very, very hard conversation. And I think to you all out there, just so you know, it's not ending, it's a transition. And I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, JT and I are still working together. We're still going to be
And, you know, when we do our, at the very least, a quarterly show for the magazine, it will be very similar to this that we're currently doing. Format, most likely the same, just more. Hopefully a lot more. But it's, I don't know. I think it is a thing that it allows us to give that time that we need to devote into the magazine, the other projects to further this.
Right. And so people know we're still going to be working.
Oh yeah.
Most Friday nights and Wednesday nights. I mean, so we're still here for you as well. The other side of it, the thing I didn't mention is I know we have kind of a Facebook group, but what we're going to be doing is launching a World Poetry Open Mic official Facebook group, and we'll definitely invite all of you. And that'll be a really active forum, and I'll be making a big effort of being active in there. And so it'll be a place where we can still share on a consistent basis and stay connected. And it's a place where people can be invited.
Absolutely.
We'll still be working a lot on all of those levels. So we're not, hopefully, we're not exiting your lives. That's not a goal of ours. We want to still be a part of it. We want to still be able to help as much as we can. It's just, we laid everything on the table.
Yeah.
And we did talk about it. And we've had that, because we'd always just say, put it on the table. Let's ask every, you know, let's look at every potential angle.
Right.
Should we end the show? Should we do this? Should we do this? And we always were like, we're not ending the show. Like, it's not going to happen. Until it finally made sense. And we thought, oh, wow.
And it has nothing to do with being COVID 2020. It has nothing to do with that. It's,
in fact, yeah, we could have chosen a better year, but it just feels right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, everybody, we wanted you to hear it from us. This was a decision that was made that we needed to do. And so we'll be doing a show every Friday night until December 18th. December 18th will be our last show. And we'd really like to make this a special send off. Yeah. This is dedicated to you guys. And we're here. And if you want to talk with us, you know, we're available. Yeah, that's what this is. So, so there we go. There we have it.
Okay.
Done and done. I've been dreading that.
I know. So have I.
Okay. So with that said, let's actually do what the show's about.
Absolutely.
It's not about us. It's not about this thing. It's about poetry. And the first thing we want to do is read a poem sent in by Steve Barry from New York. And he sent it in last week, but he sent me a message, and we also have some other great submissions this week as well. But I want to start with this one. This one, Steve has been a caller to the show for a really long time. He's someone who I feel just kind of connected to because of his Irish kind of heritage, his sense of humor. I think his family's from the same part of Ireland that my Irish family's from. So there's just a lot of things that are similar. But this one is called Walking the Green Way in Autumn by Steve Barry. And in the soft October light, amidst the trees that release their dead, the leaves that fall in twos and threes, first signs of the coming changes, of the destined dying of the year. Along the cindered parkland path, the young ones jog or run or bike, chasing the miles they speed past like so many boxes to check off. They race toward their destination. But the old men walk so slowly, some with heads down in pensive prayer. Others look up in memory, all aware of the journey's end. And that was Walking the Green Way in Autumn by Steve Barry. Now, if you want to submit a poem like Steve did, you can. Go to World Poetry Open Mic at worldpoetryopenmic.net. Put it in the contact form. Indicate it's a submission for the show. Or send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com and indicate that it's a submission for the show in the message there as well. All right. So with all of that, we're going to bring on... Now, is this... Oh, this is Carolyn from... Oh. Oh. Have we talked to Carolyn before?
Yes, we have.
Am I just blanking out here?
Yes, we.
I just met like 300 new people like a couple months ago, so my brain's fried. Sorry about that, Caroline. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to go to Caroline in Indiana.
We're going to go to Caroline in
Hello, Caroline.
Indiana.
How are you?
Well, hello.
Hello, Caroline.
And thank you for letting me be on tonight. I appreciate that.
Of course. We're so happy that you called us and that you're joining us and spending some time with us this evening.
Yeah. I wanted to scream out in pain, like, oh, no, we only have two more months of this, and I'm finally getting back into calling. It's probably been a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but Dennis got me into it, and I liked it. It's just that I always have to go about it a real funny way with my phone and my computer, and I have to be in a separate room and kind of hang out for a while, so I can't just go around doing things while I'm, but it's fun. I'm glad we're here tonight together.
I think that's how I'm choosing to see it too, you know.
I'll hop on as much as I can with you guys, because I know it's got to kind of change gears here now, right?
We'd love it, yeah. Let's be together. And by the way, we're not going away.
Right.
We'll be around, but it's just be in a slightly different form, kind of like the Force Ghosts at the end of Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, my poems are kind of about changes in life, and I wanted to take the song of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, kind of the idea of The Wizard of Oz and, you know, how that song goes, and write it about something a little different. My sister and I had a field that we liked to run around and play in when we were kids. So instead of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I call this one Somewhere Across the Field. And I wrote this July 14th of 2018. Somewhere across the flowing field, hidden treasures lie. Bunnies hide and brown-eyed Susans begin to blink their first and take their quenching sip of morning dew. Somewhere across the waves of grass, that green field hides a secret for me. Inside a cozy corner, a safe and hidden hutch, hides a tiny new creature to love. When the clouds play piano across the strands of grass, where sister and I ran, she tapped me as she passed, and we played till that last drop of the day. We lingered till that last sun ray. Somewhere across the golden field, watching sunrises and sunsets of life, sharing secret stories under sky in all its glory, the rainbow held the story of the dreams we'd boldly dream and life's roads and paths and fields yet to try as the people and years went by. The life we made and spent reminds that not only the birds, but we too fly high. Yeah. Thank you,
Caroline. That was beautifully done. I really, it just reconnected me to the work you had done in the past, and it was beautifully you. And thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
It's great to hear your voice again.
We just cherish our families even more, and the memories and the love in little ways that we can share with each other, little and big ways.
Absolutely.
Because of these weird times that we're in now.
Yes, absolutely true. And I think this is a thing where we try to hold each other closer. And in many ways, right, we need to remind ourselves what is important.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'll be back for more poetry.
All right. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. And that was Caroline. Oh, God bless you as well. Sorry. That was Caroline calling from Indiana, leading off our first segment here.
No, wrong. There we go.
All right.
Sorry. I'm typing and thinking out loud. I've been doing that all week. Apologize, folks.
All right, are you typing and thinking about something else, or are you thinking about the thing you're...
I'm thinking about the thing I'm typing.
See, that's better than what I do. I'll start talking about something else other than what I'm typing, and then I'll end up talking about the thing I'm typing and typing the thing I was talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
I'm a genius.
That's a great talent I don't have.
No, it's not a talent. It's only a talent when it's on purpose, JT.
Oh, okay.
It's only a talent when it's on purpose. All right, let's go to... otherwise, it's a compulsion. All right, let's go to Zach in New York. Hello, Zach. Good evening.
Hello, my friends. I missed you.
We missed you as well. How are you, sir?
Hey, still have a job, still get to write poetry, and still get to share it with you guys, even if it is a little bit of a break between shows.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We're still going to be around, Jack,
yeah.
And we'll actually be a lot more active in the publishing stuff and helping people move through that as well. So we're around for sure.
That's awesome, and you know, because you guys have changed me so much in my career as a writer, as a poet, and I mean, you know, you guys have just figured out how to give me confidence in myself, and you know, that's something that I never had, and you know, it's just nice to have a place that I feel like I am welcomed.
That really means a lot, Zach. It really does. And thank you for thank you for saying that, and thank you for being such a big part of it. It's not over yet. I mean, we still got 2 months left here, but you know, it's still a it's hard for us to talk about too.
Right. So I guess I'll just get right into it because I know you have other amazing poets. This is a piece I wrote. It can act as a standalone poem, but I think that it has potential to be my next song. But you know, I'm not sure where it would go or how it would continue. So I'm gonna go ahead and sing it. But it's called "Would You." I know you like to be alone. I know you like to do things on your own. But someday you're gonna want a friend. So baby, I was wondering, would you let me catch you when you fall? Would you let me be the one you call? Would you let me help you end a fight? Would you let me be the one who texts goodnight? I know you don't wanna rely on anyone. But in the end, would you let me be your friend? And a peace.
I love it when you sing this stuff. I can hear the way that you've been picturing, you know, the intonation and the way you've kind of felt the melody. And that's, I think that's really cool to be able to hear it that way.
Thanks. You know, I mean, I know it's a little wordy. It's you know, it's not all there, but I think it works as a standalone poem. But I mean, I think the questions like, would you let me catch you when you fall? I think that could be like a good chorus.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it could be a great chorus. And it's good imagery there too.
And I think it's something that we really resonate with right now. I mean, you know, we're talking about isolation and, you know, forced isolation of that. But I mean, yeah, there are a lot of people who prefer to be alone because they don't want to get, feel like they're putting themselves at risk for being in pain, but by yes. someone. But, you know, but you're, we really need people at this point. We need you guys, and you guys need us.
That's it. You're totally right. You're totally right. And that is the that is a chill truth, isn't it? it really is. And it's interesting because we value the relationships here a lot. But I think one of the things that we've run into is I feel like because we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off, it's so hard to have the relationships in the way we want to have them.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. And so, by the way, there's a lot of other things that we've been cutting out first. So there's a lot that we're thankful for, and we're choosing and planning on honoring all of this going forward as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I definitely hope I get to meet you guys next year.
Count on
once it's all done.
That's right. We'll make it happen. That's the truth. We'll make it happen.
All right, guys. Well, you know, obviously we'll have a great show. I mean, you know, come on, we got Studio X and we got the new clues for the Poet of the Month.
Come on now.
I mean...
No
you
pressure.
Know, it's still going to be a good show, but I will let you guys get to it, and I will return in the return engagement.
All right. Thank you, sir. We're looking forward to it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York in the number two spot here. Now, Caroline, you've seen your okay, let's see. No, Caroline, you're good. We saw that you... No, don't stay on for round two. We're seeing you call and we can't answer. No, you're fine. Just hang out. Just listen to the show. And then when we come time for the return engagement. So there's another thing after this that's for unique callers. So just wait until we say return engagement, Caroline. And then that's when you call back in to share another one.
We'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know. All right. We're going to go to our next caller, our longest supporter. I would say probably one of our absolute greatest supporters who's brought so many people to the show. We love him dearly. Is more than just someone who calls the show. Let's go to Dennis from Michigan. Good evening, Dennis.
Good evening. Yes. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. We were not looking forward to having this conversation tonight, Dennis. And
But you guys have been there for us week after week after week after week, and you guys have been wonderful. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You can walk away if you have to with your heads held high because you have been so good to us, and we sure do appreciate that.
Well,
and everything runs its course, and you certainly have run the race, and we are so proud of you guys.
Hey, Dennis, thank you so much, and thank you not just for that, but for everything you've done for the show. And like I said, the show's not over, you know, and even the way it is, it's transitioning.
I know that.
Yeah. And trust me.
Oh, family is family.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, and that.
You aren't going to get rid of us that easy.
No, nor do we want to. Right. I mean, that's the whole point, you know? So we're excited for what the next thing is. I think we're going to be able to do some really cool stuff moving forward. And I think it's going to be really cool for everybody who's a member of the family.
And I know you will. You guys are so very creative, and you do so many wonderful things. It's incredible what you have achieved in these last few years, all the way throughout. And I tip my hat to you guys.
Dennis,
I don't know anybody. I don't know many people that would have stayed the course the way you have. And it's I'm just so proud of you guys.
Wow. Dennis, thank you.
You guys are wonderful.
That means so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And while we could sit here and take these kinds of compliments all night long, I think I think we know that the real star here of the show is poetry. So we're going to let you share, okay? And then we'll speak after.
All right. Poetry is indeed why we're here.
Yeah.
But you guys have made it happen. So I'll leave it go at that, and I'm going to honor the haiku poet, the haiku master, by reading this tonight. It's Autumn Haiku Quartet. Fall breeze, tree shudders, losing grip of summer's pride, old shade, new blanket. Chill of dawn lingers, the hush of night surrenders. Yellow bus drives by. Bird sits on feeder. Clouds of autumn fill the sky. Bird looks to the south. Squirrel so busy, hiding nuts for winter's store, springs, new oaks, now sleep. End of poem.
I love those, Dennis. Those are great. Those are great. Thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you, haiku master.
Yeah. All those years of training will not go to waste. You've inspired so many, haiku master. All right.
Yes, indeed.
Dennis, we appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
And that is mutual. And I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan. I almost said Michigan, Idaho. I don't know
that
where
really
that was coming from. There's got to be a Michigan, Idaho.
Well, that's something that we're going to have to put in that almanac, aren't we?
We're going to have to look it up.
Almanac. I mean, Atlas. Excuse me. My apologies. Almanac?
Well, you know, they have all things in the almanac as opposed to a parsonac. No?
No, but that's okay.
Okay. We're all about education here at World Poetry Open Mic. Let's go now to a place not that far away from Dennis. Let's go to George, also in Michigan.
All those years of training will not
Hello,
go
George.
To waste.
How are you, sir?
Inspired so many.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Ooh, he's got a bit of a delay.
Bit of a delay, yeah.
That is, we appreciate you, sir. Thank you. That is mutual. And I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic.
All right, I'm going to take a drink of water.
Say, God bless. God bless.
Everybody make that a sandwich before it comes on.
I'm from Michigan. Michigan, Idaho. I don't know. There's got to be.
Hey, George?
Yeah.
Wow,
hello, sir.
You have a heck of a delay.
I know we do. Oh. It's this old computer.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the computer. It might just be the connection. Sometimes that even happens to me here in the same room. It's okay.
Yeah, well, it really is a delay, but wow, I've been speechless.
I'm sorry, George.
Hours.
I'm sorry.
Well, other people have said it all so well to you guys, so I don't think I can add anything other than the fact that I'm not, you know, I don't have a doomsday poem ready.
Well, it's not doomsday yet. Wait till November
30th. I know. Oh, God, there's two doomsdays to look forward to this year. November 3rd and December 18th.
There is no RIP happening at the end of the year for this show. It's just a transition into something different. We'll still be in contact, I promise. Yeah.
I know. I believe that. And, I don't have to tell you how much I've enjoyed it here, you know, and thanking Dennis for bringing me along, dragging me in here, and it was great. So we're still got some weeks to go, but
we do.
We're just fresh off of a Caroline and Dennis are both, and myself, we're both part of a 2-hour Zoom poetry reading thing tonight out of the Indiana organization. And we heard some pretty good stuff. But not that my chair is getting me sore or anything. This one I read earlier. Apologies to those people. And the setting of this one, the setting of this one is like an 8th grade classroom. It's called Jasmine Jones Was Somewhat Shy. Jasmine Jones was somewhat shy, but was always first to help. She'd jump up from what she's doing whenever they did yelp. Jasmine Jones was somewhat portly, but she could really think. First in her class and quick to learn, she was great with pen and ink. Jasmine Jones was not a jock, but she could really smile. She couldn't race, but her happiness pace was chocked with regal style. One day a man came gunning. He was butting up the room. But up did Jasmine jump at him, and then just one last boom. And when the police settled in and dragged away the goon, they saw all Jasmine's classmates surround her very soon. They pulled up their friend Jasmine Jones, wouldn't let her walk away. Because Jasmine Jones was somewhat shy, but she was first in every way. End of piece.
I like that.
Yeah, really cool. I can't place who that reminds me of. There's a poet. There's a poet. And it's not like a direct, you know, copy of the voice or anything like that. But there's a poet that kind of obliquely reminds me of but it's meant as a compliment. I just can't place who that person is. I'll think about it, George. I'll think about it driving home tonight. It's probably what'll happen.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, it was sort of a fun poem to read, to write. And, just, I liked it. And I plan on listening to the Studio X if I can still hang around and digital stuff for another hour.
Well, that's all. Also, that's hoping we can too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also of chain engagement. So, again, I'm sort of still in sort of shock here. We'll have to deal with it. But thank you, and we'll talk later.
Oh, absolutely. Hey,
thank you, sir. We definitely will talk, and like I said, we're still here for quite a while, so we will we'll talk soon. Okay.
Got it.
Thank you, sir. Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan. Now, JT, can I admit to something?
Sure.
Last show.
Yeah.
I forgot to update the site for the Poet of the Month. So I have not put up the first three clues.
Okay.
So I will read those in advance of reading these ones, and then I'll post all of them up.
All right.
I have it ready to go.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. I got my special pants on. Took me some Crisco to get them on, and I'm losing circulation by the second. But it's time for the next three clues of this month's Poet of the Month. Yep, snapping the waistband. That's the sound it makes.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, I've got something I'm going to show you a little bit later. I've been working on something with the guitar.
Oh, yeah?
And I think, yeah, I've been learning to play it a whole new way.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think I'm onto something. I think I'm onto something.
You're going to save it for Studio X.
I might do it at the end of this next segment, but we'll just see how we do.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay.
All right. I want to kind of like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to tease Studio X a little bit.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
But here are the first three clues, the ones I shared last show, so 2 weeks ago. And then I'll read you the three for this week. Okay. So this was the first three clues from 2 weeks ago, starting here. In Kermanshah, a loyal subject to the empire was born. Clue number two, the Left Book Club, a beacon, a reawakening. Clue number three, Notebook Alchemist, a radiant debut. And now, this is this week's clues. Clue number one, the Angel of Death finds opposition. Rule number two, English, a language of pursuit. And three, would have published more when she aged, if she could. Yeah, once again, the Angel of Death finds opposition. English, a language of pursuit, and would have published more when she aged, if she could. Those are your three clues, the second week's three clues, for this month's Mysterious Poet of the Month. And like I said, I will post this so people can go through and look them, try to figure out who it is. If you think you know who it is, don't put it in the chat room. Don't be loud about it. Send it to us in an email or a message or something like that, something private. Because that way, if you get it, if you're the first one to get it, you get to choose a song that I do in the next Studio X for November. So there's actually two more Studio X's after this.
Yeah.
Or we can add more if we really want.
That's the thing
we can do. We're Andy.
We can do whatever we want.
We're Andy. We could just start cursing all of the time.
No. We got to stick to our rules. Our little rules. It's helped us.
Rules. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. All right. So I will be posting these and up here in just a moment. But right now, we're getting ready to head into the second segment. So, Caroline, do not call yet. This is for five more unique callers. So people who have not read yet tonight, the number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, everybody. We are back here in time for the second segment. We've got three fantastic callers lined up here. So, JT.
Yes, sir.
What's something you think we have gained from doing the show for 8 years? I'm going to be asking these kind of questions a lot, by the way. Between you and I, we've gained so much.
We've gained a ton of knowledge on how to even just do this on our own.
Yeah. I feel like...
Oh, man.
Well, the community itself, I mean, and gained is a weird way to say it because it sounds like we possess something, but I really feel like we've learned so much that it's really learned so much, but we've also learned so much from the people who call in and just built great relationships. I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, gained some good friendships.
Yeah. Powerful stuff. Really is. Speaking of friendships, here's a friendship that has existed for a submission here. I'm gonna lead into it. This is from Natalia Govsha, who's a great friend who submits some just amazing work. This one is called Flamey Ashes by Natalia Govsha. Flamey Ashes, October, fiery. You've burned my heart. You've made me drunk with your burgundy wine. With the rebellious wind, you turned my head. You hold the golden light in your bestowing hands, which, in a flash, turns into the dried ash of withering and trash. I dared to fall into the crystal prism of your elusive and enchanting glow, and I become a ray refracted by an edge into different colors and unknown feelings. At first, the purest white, which mean true life, then white turned into three, blue, red, and green, and paradise and love and cloudless sky. But in a flash, scarlet burned my heart and scattered ash around on the ground. Octobery, October, fiery, ignites all earthly flesh with a golden flame. Alas, in vain, the same flame turns into dead ash. And that's Flamey Ashes by Natalia Govsha.
Really good.
Yeah, very well done, Natalia. Thank you so much. And once again, if you want to submit work like her, you can, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or go on to our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net, and put it in the contact form. Indicate that it's a submission to be read on this show. All right, we're going to be heading now to our first caller of the segment, calling from the land of hopes and dreams, Connecticut. We're going to go to Barbara. Hello. Hello, Barbara. Good evening.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
This is such sad news.
I know. We're sorry. We really were. We really have been really going around and around and around and then beating ourselves up about it and everything.
And then
And
then yours. Yeah. You know, hopefully
your news too. Best of luck to your cousin's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that. I'm very disturbed because he's like a mile away from me in the hospital, and I can't go see him. I would ordinarily run over there right now and be with my cousin who would be there, but now she's not going to be there because they don't let people in to the hospital anymore. And so her husband is having a heart attack without her. I know. I'm so sad. And I know these people, like, since I was a teen. So that's how long they've been together. So that's a long time.
Yeah, that is.
Actually, I had my very first date as a double date with her and her not-then-husband. They were
going
together in high school. Yep.
Wow.
My very first date.
How incredible.
I know. They just fixed me up with one of his friends, and I remember going to the movies and being so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I hope one day when I start dating, it'll start feeling the same way.
Don't worry, you'll get there, Michael. You'll get there.
Once I start growing facial hair, I think the magic's going to happen.
That's right.
And you're talking to somebody who writes high school stuff. So.
I hang around with kids in middle school too much. I just, you know how it goes.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And so anyway, we can talk later. I have a poem for you from the Garden of Poetry and Prose, which was on there last week. And the quote from Jan Ferrier, who is Jan Mather, if you know her, one of the poets there, she used her own quote. We press memories in the leaves of books to remind what we choose sometimes brings tears to our eyes, moistening the dried. And that's the quote. And this is called A Verse on the Passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was the beacon of light who shined for us, lighting the way for a metamorphosis of an archaic and obstinate institution and creating a few moments of hope for those who had lost all hope to gain some at last. Her passing brought tears to my eyes on Rosh Hashanah, at the time when most are praying for redemption and at a time when our country, weary of the autocrat nonsense plaguing it, is flung headfirst into the chaos that is politics now. She was a force so strong we relied on her. The strength of her conviction shone through as she tirelessly worked to give and then retain the rights of women and minority communities. Even if she could not sway the court, she would write passage after passage to defend her position and uphold those rights for all. Her bird-like body encompassed a heart so large and a brain so trained to find the good in all. She struggled for the first part of her life to gain a toehold on the world she wanted, and then to her credit, she achieved her goal. And now she is marching into history with the boots of a conqueror. For she was a savior, and she faced the mightiest of foes as they tried to tear her down with their closed-minded conservative thoughts and reactionary ways. She never allowed that to stop her and bravely stood up to those who had a different opinion. And they respected her for her courage and strength, for though she was tiny, she was mighty. No amount of verse could capture her life or give her the due she deserves as a force for all. For me, not enough words could be written about this woman who, through the conviction of her humanity, was able to change the lives of millions of women and minorities of all kinds, no matter their choices of partners or the color of their skin, changing the law so all could be would be protected. All the world is sadder for the passage of this great figure, whose memory will be pressed into the pages of history, but whose influence on our lives will always be remembered as her legacy is passed down through the generations, as the one who remembered to treat all people as equals. End poem.
Wow.
It's a great piece, Barbara.
Yeah, beautifully done. Beautifully done. Barbara, really
thank you.
Appreciate that. And
thank you. That was my RPG poem. And yeah, that was sad. But now everything is sad. And I try to have good moments. Like there was an absolutely wonderful Jason Isbell concert, which we saw tonight. Mm. And it was on TV. And it was wonderful. People came in cars.
Oh, really?
Very cool.
In cars in Georgia. And it was broadcast live on Live Nation. And it was just, I can't tell you how wonderful it was.
No, it sounds great.
To hear live rock music.
Oh, yeah.
And we all got up and danced and just, oh, it was wonderful. And then I got this news first that my cousin's husband is in the hospital with a heart attack, and he's older than I am. And, and they also live really close, but we never see each other. Sadly, it's somebody that we don't see each other enough. And
yeah.
That's the sad part, you know. I did see him at my other cousin's son's wedding, so that was good. That was the last time I saw him. But it's sad, very sad. And but Ruth Bader Ginsburg was like my idol
for many people.
Loved,
yeah.
She was such an icon for everyone, and her passing was just so on Rosh Hashanah, and, you know, I remembered her on Yom Kippur, and it was just such a horrible, horrible experience to have someone of that stature go, you know. But she held on. She tried to hold on as much as she could, you know. I mean, she was trying very hard not to go, but unfortunately, there are forces that are not good, and I won't mention them because we can't talk politics on here, but that are trying to ram through another Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
And
we're all following it. We all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really awful. And so, I just want to tell you that you guys have made my Friday night special. And I have to tell you, really, that meeting you and being able to read my poetry here helped me so much in the early days of when I lost my husband. It just was such a gift to have this place to go to and to meet all you great people. And it's helped my poetry and all. I just, you know, I really love it here. And, you know, I'm going to miss it when it goes, but it isn't going yet. So, you know, we'll
still be around, like, Barbara, in just a slightly different
way. Jason Isbell says, try to ignore the elephant.
perfect.
And also, I just want to tell you, I have a new book that's out. So I will put it in the chat room.
Sounds good.
For everyone who wants to know about it. Okay?
Sounds perfect.
All right. So take care. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on the return. Okay.
We'll see you then. Thank you, Barbara.
Bye.
And that was Barbara Arentrue calling from Connecticut. All right. Wonderful. Now we're going to head to a poet who has been calling the show since almost the beginning as well.
Yeah.
And he's just always brought such amazing work and just such great insight. And he has his own style. I mean, when you hear him, you know who it is. And it's not just his voice, even the writing, the delivery, any of that. Just all him completely. Let's go to Chris in Lansing, Michigan. Good evening, Chris.
Evening, guys. I'm happy to hear that you're getting larger, but I'm sad to hear that you're leaving. Now, I don't know how you're going to stay on, and I expect to hear much more over the next couple of months about what it is that you're going to and what the formats will be and whether people can get together. Personally, I don't do Facebook, but I don't do Facebook because their terms of service say that they own the intellectual rights to anything that's posted there.
Yep.
And that's why I don't do Facebook.
Fair enough. And we're working on a solution for that too.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys are moving into and how, in turn, it'll include the rest of the family. Because you guys are, and you're appreciated.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Before I start, I do want to send prayers and wishes to Barbara for her cousin.
Yeah.
That's a real hard thing that in today's technological society, and I've been a tech for a lot of years, there's no reason whatsoever that they can't put some electronic stuff there that allows anybody to be on, even as an example, a Zoom connection with a person that's actually at the hospital. So you don't have to stay in the dark.
Right.
And they also have clothing that can be worn that's not so overly expensive that people can't acquire some to go visit people. I mean, today's technological society is a whole lot more than, we give it credit for. It's just they're doing things their way, and they're not thinking of the added abilities that are out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to re-present this one. The original poem I was going to read, well, you announced your thing, and I said, no, this one more fits your announcement. And it's what happens when an individual decides it's about time. So let me go through this. This is literally about time, about all of us. Time, a place to start, to let words flow, to touch a heart, to chill a soul. Perhaps it's time. Sitting at my old worn desk, left hand drawn low to my side, the right hand with pen and pain, I write. Today, spoke to my girl in Nevada and the boy in Tennessee. Of grandchildren's smiles and their memory, their mother's memory. Silly holidays past and futures we just couldn't see. It's cold here. The sleet left a sheen upon every surface in town, near an inch deep. It coats the ground. The gas man stopped by a couple weeks back, it was. Well, wasn't much I could say. The money weren't there. He was real sorry, but, anyway. Got a couple of them old electric space warmers from the shed. Power's been kind of spotty, but, so I stayed in bed, leastways most I could. Saw that neighbor man, Tom, his name, Tom, out by the drive. He was clearing the path, the lane. I went out and watched. He's nice, that man. Got a good heart. Asked if I needed something from the store. Told him no. Thanks anyway. But not that I can't cook no more. Went back inside. Heated some old Campbell's soup on that yellow hot plate the boy left behind. Laid down, took a nap, and dreamed. Saw Mary, your mom, when she was 19. God, it was good to see. She smiled for me. Listened to the radio a bit, but, the oldies were too new. Can't make sense of them sounds today. But the kids must like them. They kept calling and calling for more. Had enough. Grabbed that old tweed coat hanging on the chair. You know the one. I worked at that church the day Mayor passed away. Damn, it was cold then too. Stood at the door, hand on that knob. Hell, had no place to really go. Just ain't home anymore. You know? Well, it's time, I guess. Past time. Pen to paper, lines to scrawl. Love you guys. Sorry I didn't have more. Kiss the kids. Lifted the left hand down, shakes. Hi, Mary. She smiles from the door. Yeah.
Ooh.
Beautiful piece.
Yeah. Chris, what a powerful, powerful thing.
Well, that's what, you know, time winds down for everybody and for everything.
Yeah.
It's how you recognize it and how you live with what you got.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's,
anyway, guys, I wanted to say thank you for being there for us. And it's been my pleasure to share thoughts with you guys and the rest of the people that are here. And I hope that we can continue, if not in this form, well, in some other form. But it's what it's about is what we've got. And we're all friends. We're all family. And we appreciate you. So you guys take care. I'll pass it on to, I guess, whoever the next person is. I hope it's Mama.
It is.
I was looking forward. There we go.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to hearing her tonight. So you guys take care and best to you.
Thank you, sir.
I got no complaints and a lot of appreciation. You guys take care now.
Hey, thank you, sir. Good night. Oh, wow. That was Chris from Lansing. Just an amazing, amazing poet. And wow, we're so happy that he called. And speaking of amazing poets, let's go now to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland.
So you guys take care and best to you.
Thank you, sir.
I got no complaints.
Hey,
and
Mama.
A lot of you guys take care now.
Yes.
That delay.
All right. Hey. Yes, it's a delay. But,
hey, it's been like that for everybody.
Okay, I made it here. I'm here.
I'm glad.
And I'm listening to everybody. And I don't know what happened the other weeks, but we missed you. And now I'm coming in on the end, hearing that we'll be missing you some more in the near future.
Yeah. But I'll tell you more about it outside of here too, if you'd like, Mama. But we're actually
I missed that part. But listen,
yeah,
the thing is, we have made a bond here.
Yeah,
and all good things must come to an end. We know that, but there is a new thing out called Zoom. So maybe we can get together once a month and Zoom together.
We can do stuff like that. And I'll tell you, the other stuff we're doing too, not just Zoom, we're doing the magazine is going more into it. We'll be doing at least a show every quarter. We'll be way more active in a lot of ways that we can't be right now because of the show the way it is.
Okay. So, yeah, but like I'm saying, once a month, we could just all come together because I would like to keep us under the World Poetry Open Mic banner.
Oh, yeah.
With you and JT, you know, being that, you know, the host of that, you know, what's so-called worldwide organization of World Poetry Open Mic poets. That's what I'm saying. The banner of that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. We'll discuss how we can make that happen. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah. So that wouldn't take up everybody's time, and we would still have some kind of glue that holds us together as a unit. My concern. And thank you, everybody in the chat room, for the love and everything. And Barbara, that was a great poem. But what I meant about her work being done is that when God decides to take you home, He feels like you have already done what He put you here to do.
Yeah.
I felt like she has fulfilled her purpose that she came to do, and no man can take away what she's already accomplished. So that's what I meant when I said her work was done. If anybody can live that long and continue to be an asset, you can tell that she was a blessed woman, and she did what she came to do, and I'm sure God is pleased, and she left a great legacy. So I'm going to speak about what I came here to do.
Okay.
And the name of this piece is called Not Ready. And this is a piece I'm talking to the angels and God in my spirit form before I got to the earthly form. Dear creator of me, I'm so excited. My anticipation on coming here, I don't remember my earthly father. You and the family said when you send me there, I will have a mother. Will she be beautiful? Like the angels? Will she have wings to fly like the cherubs? Father, I am so excited. I cannot wait to see my earthly container. My dear creator, I will see rainbows of colors with new eyes. You said I will be delivered on March 25th, 1948. Everything is new. This is my first visit, my first mother, and I bubble over with glee. I have arrived at the appointed day and time, and I am safe. I am breathing air called oxygen on my own. My eyes are not quite open yet. I only have scenes of dancing and singing with the angels as I prepare to be with my mother, my mother, my mother. Will she be pretty? Will she be sweet? I am bruised on my head, but not my feet. I push through. I hear loud cries coming from my belly. Hello, God. Are we still connected? Are we still in telepathic communication? I hear no answer. Answer my question. Questions. So many questions. At last, my eyes are opened. I see her. She is my mother. My mother. My very own mother. I love her. The feeling was likened to euphoria, the euphoria of happiness that I felt when the angels doted over me and prepared me for the journey. She holds me and feeds me. I cling to her profusely. I communicate my joy. My joy was returned only sparingly. She sighs in a deep, quiet way. I was not ready. She seemed withdrawn and confused. I felt as if my joy exceeded her own. I saw her smile as I reached for her. My mother was indeed a lovely creature. As for me, I wondered how my physical body appeared. I prayed my first earthly prayer. Dear creator of me, you have sent me here. I will forever pray to have a mother and I want to never be an orphan. I want to die before her. I am overwhelmed. I know now that I am the mother of the new generation. As I grow older, I crawl over to the mirror. This is a thing that humans can see themselves in. It's called a reflection. I pull myself up and I study my human form. In peace.
Wow.
Great piece.
Yeah, as always, Mama, just knocking it out of the park. No kidding. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Like, this is, it's always a pleasure. It really is. And thank you.
You're welcome. I love you guys so much. I don't want to get sad, but we'll just keep on going now. And I guess you'll talk to me in a private chat or
absolutely.
On Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll connect and we'll keep going. Right. We're doing the show every Friday through December 18.
Okay. That's good.
Yes.
Right before Christmas. And no matter what, I got me a new baby off this show. Zach is my baby now.
All right, good.
That's good.
Good. I like hearing that.
I'm his kangaroo mama. And I put him in my pouch. I put him in my pouch, and I every place I hop to, I hop with Zach hanging on.
That's great.
Zach, all right. I hope you agreed to this, Zach. We love you too, mama. Thanks so much. And that was Mama Ladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. That's hilarious.
Oh,
that's such a good
I like that.
That's a great little image.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So JT.
Yes, sir.
You think it's time for us to go to a little thing we like to call Studio X?
Do you want to do that? You want to showcase your new talent there?
Oh, you know, that's right. No, let's do it. Let's do it now.
You want to try your
All right,
new
here.
Thing?
Let me get my guitar ready. Okay.
You ready?
Got it here. Now, so here's something I've been working on. I'm not going to play it this time with my hands.
What?
Now, so I went and saw a concert a long time ago with the guy who played. He was born without arms, and he played with his feet, and he was fantastic. And I've always meant to kind of do that because I thought it was cool. And I hadn't done it until a little while ago when I started working on it, and I think I came up with something really good. So I just figured I would show you guys what it sounded like. So are you ready?
Okay,
here we go. This is just an experiment with my feet, first time using 5 toes on each foot and no hands.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Just getting ready here.
That's amazing. Yeah, what do you think about that, JT? Wow. Wow. Woo! I've never seen feet move like that. And I mean, check this part out.
Thank you, man. My feet are cramping.
I bet. You wanna switch it up? And I mean,
yeah, we should probably go to the
studio.
Should probably get in the Hadrian Collider and go to Studio X.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm stepping in.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Hold your breath.
Okay. Yep. Clinch.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Wow. I'm so thankful that my feet can move the way they used to when I was young.
That's some practice. Woo.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you all work for toe independency. Didn't you spend like 2 hours a day doing that growing up as a kid?
Oops. Well,
you don't have toe independency?
Actually, I do.
Okay, good.
I would pick up coins. That was my thing.
Good. Okay. Are you that fast at picking up coins?
Actually, I'm not that bad.
We should work this out because I feel like we could maybe this is a whole new opportunity for us to start a
cameras below the table.
What?
No.
Oh, you're thinking of a show of toes. I was thinking of like a complex, like,
oh, I'm sorry,
pickpocket
yes.
operation. I just thought that got really weird suddenly. It's like, JT, that's a whole other kind of sight.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. So, you know, JT, I'm thinking about this. If everybody's okay with it, I may start bringing my guitar more every week, if that's okay. And not that we have to do it every week, but it'll have something here since we're doing, you know, the next last couple months. So, so I'm still working. Blackbird has got a lot of complex little things in it. I've been working through it. This is a song that George chose.
Yeah.
And in the midst of having to learn all these other songs that I haven't been able to put the time in, I'm close. Like you heard me. I'm really close.
Yeah.
But I want to do it justice for you. So, George, if you'll permit, I'll push it to next week, but I'll still do it. But I do have some songs I'd like to do tonight, and in the interest of it. So this one first is called Cross the Border. Tonight my bags are packed. Tomorrow I'll walk these tracks that lead me across the border. Tomorrow my love and I will sleep beneath our burnt skies somewhere across the border. We'll leave behind, my dear, sadness we found here, and we'll drink from the Bravo's muddy water where the sky grows gray and white. We'll meet on the other side there across the border. For you I'll build a house on a grassy hill somewhere across the border, where pain and memory have been still there across the border. Sweet blossoms fill the air, pastures of golden green roll down into cool, clear waters. In your arms, neath the open sky, kiss the sorrow from your eyes there across the border. Tonight we'll sing the song, dream of you, my Corazon. And tomorrow my heart will be strong. May the saints' blessings and grace carry me safely into your arms there across the border. For what are we without hope in our hearts, that someday we'll drink from God's blessed waters and eat the fruit from the vine? I know love and fortune will be mine somewhere across the border. It's a song I haven't heard or played in a while.
It's a good song.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Let me check my tuning here real quick.
Yeah, everybody likes the idea of you bringing your guitar.
Okay, cool. Much better. All right. So, here's another one. Some of you might know this one. I think you probably do. Let's see how I do. It's a little bit different. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
is not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonders if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't a home. Anytime she goes away. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I don't leave the young thing alone. The sunshine when she's gone is not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time when she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Well, that cut me off in the lyrics there. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do another song, though, here. That's okay? One more? Is that cool with you? Okay. Temperature. I just couldn't play that whole song that out of tune. Sorry about that, everybody.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Let's make it easier on you now. You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, was one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love. You want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. One. Not the same way we carry each other, carry each other. Come to raise the dead. Have you come here to play Jesus? To lepers in your head. Did I ask too much? More than I like. You give me nothing now, it's all I got. One, but we're not the same. Where we hurt each other and we do it again. You say love is a temple, love the higher love. Love is a temple, love the higher love. You ask me to enter, then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to all you got. Cause all you got is hurt. One love, one blood, one life. You got to do what you should. One life with each other. Sisters, brothers. One life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other. Carry each other.
Listening to my caterwauling this evening. Let's head in now to the return engagement. Anybody who wants to share a piece, anybody who wants to share their first one of the night or another one, the number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, everybody, we are back here in time for the return engagement. I want to say thank you to everyone who has shared things so far tonight, and we're looking forward to hearing what comes up next. Now, I don't have any submissions. We got a lot of things that look like submissions, but what they were a really horrible person trying to tell us that they stole all of our data and our passwords.
That's awesome.
And they're trying to extract money, but the problem is they sent it like a form email, and they sent the same threat multiple times over multiple days, and the threat was within 7 hours this will happen.
Yeah,
and it just didn't happen any time. So they're just bad at it. I'm not going to respond to them, but I feel like I could by saying, you guys are really bad at this. By the way, we've stolen your passwords and everything. Right. So, but, yeah, that's really what we're doing. We're ending the show to become evil black hat hackers. Wow, that was harder to say than I thought it would be.
It's a lot harder, yeah.
Black hat hackers.
Or black the hacker in front.
Hack black hatters.
Oh, this is great. Let's keep doing
this. This is the whole show, ladies and gentlemen. Kick back, relax, and listen to Michael try to untangle his brain.
So I did notice, you know, Caroline asked, you know, it was kind of someone likes to rock era really, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there is a reason. I have been, just so everybody knows, and you can try, throughout the whole year, this past year, I've been playing a very specific, I guess, theme of music throughout the whole year. And unfortunately, last week, we lost Eddie Van Halen. And we didn't have a show, so I couldn't play any of the music. So those are kind of my exception weeks. This is one of my exception weeks. And it's more just to showcase Eddie Van Halen, and
which is a big deal.
Yeah, it's really interesting stylings that he had.
And by the way, should we make a confession?
Sure.
All right, that wasn't actually me playing with my feet. That was Eddie Van Halen.
Yes,
playing with his hands.
Yes.
I know it's shocking. I know it's surprising to everyone. But I am not that ambidextrous with my toes.
Yet. He says that now.
Yet. I almost, just to make you completely lose it, say, I'm not that quite ambidextrous with my pachydermis yet. But, all right. No elephant jokes. No elephant jokes?
No elephant jokes.
No,
it's
any elephant jokes? Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't realize there was such a sore spot.
Well, you know.
All right. So let's just head in because I don't actually have a submission to go into. So let's go into our first caller.
Okay.
We're going to go to Chris from Michigan to lead us off here in the return engagement. Hello, Chris. Welcome back.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Well, you played well. Even with your hands.
I know. I was so disappointed after the fact.
Well, I thought you'd try with your eyelashes next.
I probably will. I have played a piano with my nose before. So, I mean, that's a whole other
thing. I won't go there. You might sneeze. Oh, anyway. So there's probably a good number of people trying to get going, so I'll start off on this one. Called West of Eden, as in Eden. I'm afraid, a child told me today. I softly smiled and quietly thought as I reached and held shaking hands within my own, and began to say, I know it's hard to believe the sun still shines, but it does, upon us all. Birds still fly and sing, and even clouds still drift upon the sky. Then, while nodding toward other children quietly filing past, continued, each just does their best. It's all that we can do. We try to be as brave as we need or can be, but it's okay to cry. It's okay to smile at memories. It's okay to miss and to let go. Love lies within us, and never, ever forget you are loved, not for an instant. Then, releasing the hands, I watched the feet so slowly walk away. Wonderful words for a wonderful time. As in an instant, summer's heat was transformed to loudly greet, if you will, a winter's chill. Gentle eyes, once open ears, and now empty fingers are soon to be covered, leaving us to play as only we children can play in the coming days. The season gleams with autumnal magic as within our dreams wistful spirits flow. And still yet we see what did come, and still yet we know, and we try hard, hard to let go of that day's flow. Each night we sit, we stand, we walk, cry, talk, angry, sad, together and alone. Hope remains and faith as well. Beyond just listening, to tolling bells and heartfelt words. There is light. We know there is. We feel there is. Perhaps as well, though I cannot certain say, unicorns may once more play in the so soft fields of wildflower blue, that we, in our innocence, as children knew, someday. The end.
Man, Chris, you're killing me over here. wonderful work, and a really effective delivery as always.
It's what we do. It's what you guys do. You bring it out of us. Give us a chance to be more than we are, and that's. I think that's what most of us will end up missing if you guys don't get it going the way you plan to. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. We'll do the best we can, okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's all anybody can do.
Yeah, true.
And I look forward to seeing and hearing what you guys become before I can anymore. So you take care and have fun.
We will do so, sir. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Right. Take care, guys.
You too. Thank you. And that was Chris calling from Lansing, leading off the return engagement. Throwing it down, though. It really.
Yeah.
There's a lot there, so looking forward to seeing how everything develops because of it. All right. Now we're going to stay in Michigan. We're going to go to Dennis. Hello, Dennis. You there, sir?
Yes, I am. Here I am.
All right. Welcome.
All right. Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
And we're always happy to have you back. Always.
Thank you. All right. My next poem is a little bit different. I'm doing a cover of Dennis.
All right.
So the title is The Aged Pirate. His musket lie on treasure maps, his best friend's skull on the manifest. From bygone years they sailed as chaps, their pirate days to most suppressed. When health allows, he will return to there to the isle they stored their cash. His promise to his chum not spurn, he will recover their ill-gained stash. But rum and women have taken their toll. He no longer yearns for the seas. He has a cough he can't control. Damn parrots give him some disease. He rubs the skull and pours two drinks and vows his promise yet he'll keep. But while he teeters on death's brink, the treasure trove he'll never reap. End of poem.
Love it. I love it.
Good stuff.
Yes. That's thank you for doing that one.
Well, thank you. That was in the anthology.
That's
in
right.
2018.
I remember that one.
So
yeah. So anybody who likes get it. Yeah.
I like to mix it up.
Yeah. As you should. when you said that, I thought, oh, this is great. I'm looking forward to it. That's So thanks for doing that. Appreciate it.
Ahoy, mate.
Yeah.
Ahoy. Yes, indeed.
All right.
All right. Let's move on to the next poet, and I'm going to step aside and say God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless, Dennis. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan in the number two spot here in the return engagement segment. All right. We're now going to travel to a magical place called upstate New York, and we're going to visit a magical poet, and I'm not actually kidding. Let's go talk to Zach. Hello, Zach. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, woohoo! We're happy. We're happy to hear that. All right, there
yeah,
you are.
Good to be back.
Aha, all right. All right, so what do you have for us this time?
I've been working on my metaphors. So this is one that I came up with called My Eyes, and it's a short one, as usual. Here we go. My eyes may say, cool as a cucumber, but that's just what I want you to see, because in reality, my eyes are aquariums of anxiety in disguise. End of piece.
I have to compliment you on that, because I think you avoided so many pitfalls of humor that I would have. First of all, working on your metaphors, I was thinking like working on my metaphors like a ravenous flock of meat-eating pelicans. But I figured that. So I think you're much better at it than I would have been. And then also having a poem called My Eyes that does not consist of you just yelling my eyes over and over again. I have to give you credit for it as well. So I actually did enjoy the poem too. Yes. I'm just being a jackass.
Well, I'm glad that you liked the poem. It really, if you think about it, if you treat the eyes as aquariums of anxiety, yeah. Like, you know, if you think about it like that, then, you know, when you're alone and you're crying, you're letting water, like if the tank is overflowing, then you let it out by crying.
See, and, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
The anxiety.
Now that's cool. I like that that description for sure. Yeah, very cool, Zach. Very cool. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys next week. And I'm sure I'll talk to you over the course of the week my book and about my upcoming book. So we'll see how that works out.
All right. Sounds good. We will be talking soon. And then if nothing else, I will talk to you during the week and then next Friday as well.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. I feel like I want to write that in my eyes poem, but I don't think I want to compete with
yours.
Mine is a totally different genre.
Totally
than Zach's.
Different style too. Yeah,
it's a good Halloween theme one.
Maybe we should save that for the 30th.
Oh, that's right. We're doing the show right before Halloween.
Yeah,
we could have a Halloween edition.
We could.
The spooky edition.
Right.
I have crossed oceans of time to host this show. You can rewrite the story of Dracula where he ends up being the first football commentator.
Like, this will be interesting.
Yeah, or you could just keep going with that. Or like say, like he for some reason became the commentator for like the Notre Dame college games where he's like, Newt Rockne as the coach of the Notre Dame Leprechaun, the Fighting Irish. See? This is where my mind goes, JT.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
Woo. So, you know what we should do, as they metaphorically say? We should fix it and go to Indiana.
Okay.
All right, let's go to, you have misspelled her name every time.
I have. I really
amazingly.
Have.
All right, let's go to Caroline in Indiana. Hello, Caroline. Welcome back.
Hello there.
Hello.
I thought I would be scared at your stories about Halloween, but I am ending up laughing at them.
Well, you know, that's my problem. I try to be scary, and it just never works. I realize looking in the mirror that I have the haircut of a baby. So that's the problem.
That'll scare the young ones when they come to the door. Right?
It scares the young ones all the time. That's part of why I do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks so much. It was so good to hear your voice this week, and we're happy to have you have another opportunity here. So whenever you're ready, we'll just give you the stage.
Well, I don't have a scary Halloween one, but, you know, just kind of going back to my theme, what I was doing with our poetry group earlier today, I think Dennis gave you the hint that it's our big poetry weekend. We sometimes like to do our call-ins on your show when we have our fall rendezvous. Somehow it just works out that way that we're all stimulated with a full day of poetry, and then we got to go do some more. So what my theme on was last few months, last year and a half, really, I've lost some people pretty close to me in my life. My mother passed away in January. And, you know, it just seems like it was just yesterday that she... You ever go along the street and you see a mother and daughter pair, you know, the younger one will help out the mom. As she's getting older, she's having a little trouble walking, and the daughters, you know, usually the doctor appointments or the grocery stores, you'll see mother and daughter pairs beside each other.
Yeah.
Well, that was us. We went everywhere together, inseparable. So, but she lived to a beautiful, ripe old age of 93 and did as much as she could down the last couple months. It was the only time she was faltering at all, was maybe her last two or three months alive. She made it to Thanksgiving and Christmas parties, and then January 13th, she passed away in hospice in my sister's home. But the reason this segues into this poem is because we found her book that she was writing about a novel about Mary, and she called it a novel only for the fact that, you know, it was a lot of the fill-in-blanks where you kind of have hints of what Mary's life was like, Mother of Jesus, but you don't really have a lot in the Bible about that. But her book was just so beautiful. It opens with a chapter with Mom going into heaven. She played bass violin, and that she was playing a bass of gold. And, oh, tears were flowing down my face when I'm reading this book. Within a couple days after she passed away, we found this book in her house that she had written. She had not had it published, but it was in steno pads. She was the secretary for about 30 years for the government. But, yeah, so this one comes from inspiration from that when she... It's called With Faith to Walk on Water. It's a scene out of her book where Jesus and Peter asked Mom and Dad to walk out over the water, walk on the water with them. You could do that in heaven, I guess, is the way she's saying. But that's what this poem is. It's With Faith to Walk on the Water. With faith to walk on the water, hold on to the Master's hands. He calms and leads his sons and daughters, takes us to peaceful shores and cool sands. While in this life there's troubled waters, mostly that's inside of you and me, just like the faith he has taught her, just hold my hand and you will see. In lack of faith you will falter, going about in your own way. Just trust in God, and on that water you'll walk on top, and you will say, with faith to walk on the water, hold on to the Master's hands. He calms and leads his sons and daughters. He leads to peaceful shores and cool sands. In the place of love eternal, Christ showed the sea where Peter learned. He reached his hand out, we received it. His grace, his gift is never earned. Jesus is pure love, he's the Master. His best guidance we can learn. Your will be done, Lord, your will be done. With faith to walk on water, hold on to the Master's hands. He comes and leads his sons and daughters. He leads to peaceful shores and cool sands.
Wow.
That's it.
How cool.
Thank you. Her book was very inspiring, and I'm only partway through it. She has about three volumes to that. So we want one day get it published on Amazon, maybe get the right images to go with it, too. But it's just beautifully written. And the old penmanship that those ladies born in the 1920s had, you know. Mm-hmm. She had a great handwriting down to within those last couple months.
Well, I will say Caroline, if you need some help with that, if you need help with the imagery, getting the book together, just reach out to me and I'll give you a hand.
Oh, awesome. That's great. I helped a poet a while back on getting his poetry book published, but this is a whole new ballgame because it's a novel style thing. She has a lot of resources of where she's gotten information, but you know it still has the liberty, the license of a artist to fill in the blanks with a lot of different things.
So, oh, sure.
Well, yeah, I'll probably get in touch with you on that. Sounds great. Thank you for the offer.
You've got it. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, and thank you for the listeners and for you guys letting me do this tonight.
Of course. We're happy to have you, and it really means a lot. Thank you.
I'll be back. You've inspired me now. You've tempted me to get back here and read some more.
Perfect. All right, well, thank you, Caroline. Right. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Next week. All right. All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
And that was Caroline calling from Indiana, the number 4 spot in the return engagement. Wonderful. Okay. JT, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to take it to Connecticut?
Yep.
Boom. Take it to Connecticut. Here we go. Let's go to Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I haven't heard back yet. That's, I guess, good news. When you're not hearing about someone, it's good news. But, you know, I'm going to call my cousin, I guess, and see if everything's okay. It's late, but, you know, I'll see. And I did have a book published. So this was kind of cool. It was published by someone else on Amazon, where two authors in it, Brandon Mohammed and myself. And she has 20 poems in the front of the book, and I have 20 poems in the back of the book. Her poems are basically about the world and some weather poems, but mine are all about the weather. And the one I'm going to read to you, I've read you a lot of them, but I think I didn't read you The Sun Wakes Me, did I?
I don't think so.
Okay. This is called The Sun Wakes Me. When I'm sleeping, the sun slips through my blinds and tiptoes across my eyelids, tickling me awake. I open my eyes and I am blinded by its rays. It whispers to me, "Come out and play, it's a beautiful day. As you eat your breakfast, think of me and all the fun you will have as I dance on your shoulders and you run, feeling my friend the wind on your face." End poem.
Well, I think that was beautifully done.
Yeah.
Way to go.
And there are several others in here. You know, there's one about the wind and flying a kite and there's all kinds of poems in here that if you know of any children who like poetry or even children who like stuff about the world or the weather, I think it'll be cool. It has some cute photos and just lots of nice stuff in here. And it's really, really cheap, too. So I won't tell you any more about it, not promoting it or anything, but I will tell you that it did get to number one for one day.
Oh, fantastic.
Which was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
It was number one in Mysteries and Wonders for children. And hopefully it'll get around and we'll do well with it. But I think it's a cute book. And Brenda has a different style than I do, but I think we mesh really beautifully and there's some really nice stuff in here. So if you know any kids, you know, it's also in hardcover. So if you know, but in the hardcover, we don't have the color pictures. Because, you know, these days it's very expensive to print anything in color.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
It makes your book so. That's why my book is so expensive.
$3,000. Not only was it number one, but it was raking it in at the number one. It's fantastic.
I don't know. I don't expect to make money through poetry.
I'm just kidding.
But Dennis was saying that they have a poetry thing this weekend, and my Pen Women group is having a poetry reading, and it's kind of nice because a couple of years back, they did this book called Women's Voices of the 21st Century, mm-hmm. Experiences That Shape Women. And what happened was it was all of the poems, they had a contest. And I guess they printed all the poems that won in the contest from each group. So there's like a lot of different groups in Penn Women. And it's a national organization. And so besides our group, they also printed, you know, ones from other groups. So, but we're only going to read our poems. And also we're going to have a memorial to one of the women who contributed 7 poems, but is no longer with us. Hmm. So I got that awesome job of being the hostess for this thing. And the thing is, you think it's going to be so easy to set up one of these things, but it isn't. I mean, it involved a spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
It involves a spreadsheet. I didn't even think I'd need one, but there were 10 poets who were going to read, and I went through the book, and there were like 12 or 13 poets in the book who were from our group, and figuring out who would read and who wouldn't read, and sending emails and then phone calls, and it's a lot of work, really. It isn't just, you know, presenting the poems. It's so much more.
Really?
So anyway, everything is a lot of work, isn't it, Michael?
I can't.
Haven't you found that out?
No.
Yeah,
no, everything's a relative breeze for me. I'm totally kidding.
I just also want to say one more thing. One of our friends, James Rothline, is going to be on my show next Thursday.
Well, fantastic. Anybody who's available on Thursday should listen to it. Red River Radio Tales.
It should be great. It should be great. Right. Yeah. Books and Entertainment Tales from the Pages. It should be great. And that's going to be fun. So anyway, you have to come back on probably first of the year, you know, whatever first show I have.
Maybe
definitely
so.
Come back on.
So I'm usually up until the end of May, unless we're shut down again here in Colorado, which is entirely possible. I will be likely at school on Thursdays until the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm done with that, I will be more available. And it's only this year. I'm only teaching through this year. So,
that's true because it's 2 o'clock there, isn't it?
Yep.
And that's the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could record something like a couple of MP3s or whatever.
Sure.
And I can play them.
You want me just to answer questions and then send you a list of questions you can ask them and then I'll respond and it'll sound like
I did that for David Allen. Yeah, for David Lewis Padgett.
Oh, that's right. You did, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about I just give you a bunch of answers and you can ask the questions any way you want to. So you can make it sound like any question you want to ask, and then I'll say something. I'll be like, "Of course,
you mean
Barbara,
like David
anything
Letterman
you
used
want." Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. Yeah, like Johnny Carson used to do, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think that's a great idea.
But I won't have my hat. Okay, I'm gonna get off the phone. Probably have more people. Okay.
All right, Barbara. Thank you so much.
You guys, thank you so much for Fridays, and I'm not gonna think about the elephant. Okay.
Yeah, don't think about the elephant. The elephants are jerks anyway. We'll see you next time, okay?
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And that was Barbara calling from, I almost said Vancouver, Connecticut. What is going on here?
Wow,
I know.
Your Atlas is really getting...
It's a little bit out there.
Yeah.
It's a little out there. Okay, that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, and that's rounding out our return engagement. So, everyone, we want to say thank you. We're still committed. We're going to be here every week until December 18th. Please invite people you know who've been on the show who maybe haven't been back in a while, but maybe who are meaning to. Please let them know. We would love to have them kind of visit. We're going to be putting together, trying to get some voices from the past come on the show. And if nothing else, trying to target perhaps December 18th. We'd like December 18th to be like a tribute, beautiful show. But we'll be building up. We won't just do it only on that night. And so we're really looking forward to it. But anybody who has questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to be together. Barbara, yeah, Cynthia. Well, I was thinking, hey, we got to get Cynthia to call in, but that wasn't why I thought Vancouver. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, all right. So, from Hemingway, the studio dog of World Poetry Open Mic Studio B, from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT, from myself. Thank you so much for spending this evening with us. We love you. We'll talk to you next time. And until then, keep on writing. Good night.